Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I want to look with you for a moment at the description of Solomon's temple in 2 Chronicles chapter 3 and chapter 4. If you look at chapter 3 verses 4 through 9, the description moves from the outside of the temple to the inside. It moves from the vestibule or the entryway to the nave, or the main room, finally to the Holy of Holies. And on your way, there are barriers. You have to come first into the courtyard, then there are doors to the nave, and then there are doors and a veil before the most holy place. Same thing happens in chapter 4, verses 11 through 22. It starts with a description of bronze pieces of furniture and equipment, and then moves to gold items. The bronze items are for the exterior, the gold for the interior. You're moving from the less holy to the more holy as you move toward the presence of God in the Holy of Holies, the most holy place. And these barriers exist because of the holiness of God and our sinfulness. 1 Timothy 6:16, God dwells in unapproachable light. And so we're warned against thinking of God as small, as if he's a pushover, as if he exists for us rather than us existing for him. But what happens when we come to the New Testament? How do we explain the changes there? The most striking use of imagery from Solomon's temple is when, at Jesus' death, the veil of the temple is torn from top to bottom. Hebrews 10:19 says that we can enter the holy places. Revelation 21:16 says that the new heavens and the new earth will be shaped like a cube. And the only other thing in the Bible that's shaped like a cube is the Old Testament Holy of Holies, as if to say that we will live in the very presence of God without any barriers in the new heavens and the new earth. The most remarkable thing is Revelation 22:4, which says that we will see his face, we'll see God's face, which is exactly what we thought was impossible. And the question is, what's happened? Has God softened? No, he transforms us so that this is all possible. Hebrews says that the forgiveness of our sins through Christ, our being made holy and therefore able to approach God, as compared to the Old Testament, it has a new permanence because a greater high priest has accomplished this. So today, let's cooperate with what God is doing. He's moving us along this road to where eventually he'll glorify us so we can be holy in his presence. Let's cooperate today by, through faith in Christ, living out holy lives for his glory.